Shamalama ding dong. What's going on? Okay, so I've taken like a month off of recording and posting anything. Welcome back to Adventures with Me. The podcast that's really unexpected. The Unexpected Podcast! Yeah, so the last like couple weeks have been kind of, I don't know, I just needed to take a break from everything. You know, I don't always want to record when I'm sad or very heightened emotions. You know, it's been fucking hot outside, man, and just shit in the air has been kind of crazy. I could like do a whole episode on how I'm feeling, but you guys are probably why. I can't even speak. Like, my English has been so ingle clingle lately, I don't even know what's going on. But yeah, I bet you guys are just, you just want some adventures, right? So let's not go down the rabbit hole of how I'm feeling right now. So I will start with, I don't know, there's a couple adventures. I'm gonna make a couple different podcasts episodes for this, if that made any sense. Because I'm just so behind. I'm so sorry, okay? Anyway, the last weekend that just passed was like Canada Day weekend and whatever it is in the States. Is it Independence Day? I don't think that's it. But, you know, I'm not American, so I couldn't tell you. So, for Canada Day, I went down to Abbotsford to hang out with Liz. And we went boating. I left on... Well, I was going to say I left on Friday, but that would be a lie. I left on Saturday morning. Friday, I was supposed to go cherry picking, and then I didn't go cherry picking. I had a really crazy weekend, y'all. I ended up going and hanging out with my ex, and it was weird because we didn't want to kill each other. I was like, holy shit, are we friends? Damn. It was actually quite nice. And, we had a good little soft heart-to-heart because we had an even bigger heart-to-heart when I came back. But yeah, that aside, I ended up leaving Saturday morning and I had to be there by... We had the boat at 3, so I had to leave at like 9. And I definitely left at 10. And I somehow got there earlier than expected. Not me speeding. actually, no, I wasn't that bad with my speeding. I haven't been that bad with my speeding lately. And I'll have y'all know that it's been like a year and a half since I've been pulled over. Let's go, Asia. Woo-woo. Yeah. So I left for Abbotsford and I was so fucking tired. Like, I had like 3 hours of sleep and I remember, like, I was closing my eyes and everything was starting to, like, blur together. I don't know if anybody's had that happen when you're driving and you're just really overtired. And at a certain point, I was like, hey, I need a pullout to pull out. And one did. Like, literally, it just, I was like, hey, fuck, I need to do this. I need to pull over somewhere. I need to pull out to come on, pull out. One did, and I just ripped in there, parked my car, and had a 20-minute power nap, and bless, I needed it so bad. Woke up and was ready to go. I was like an hour away from Abbotsford. I was just outside Hope, so yeah, I'm glad I did that for myself. Pat on the back, eh? If you feel like you need to sleep, chances are you need to sleep, so pull the fuck over and take a goddamn nap, okay? It can be 10 minutes, 20 minutes, could be 3 hours. One time, I was on my way to Alberta to go visit Liz and Megan when Liz was living in Alberta. And I had to... Where was I? I was really tired. I think this was my first time driving to Alberta. We'll save it for a whole other... That whole trip for a different time. But I was filling up in Canmore. And I just decided I was going to take a 3-hour nap. Actually, it wasn't 3 hours. I feel like I'm exaggerating that. It was definitely like an hour, though. I just pulled out behind the 7-Eleven and was like, I'm gonna sleep here for a bit. And so I did. There's no shame in sleeping, okay? Absolutely none. It's good for you. Moving on. So I went boating with Liz and her husband. We drove out to this marina. It's, I don't remember where it was, somewhere in Burnaby. It's closer to Vancouver. And it was extremely windy. I forgot to bring pants or a sweater, and nobody like said anything that we were going to go look at fireworks later. So I just was like, hey, fuck it, I'll be fine. And one thing you should know about me is that I am just a baby. I'm the biggest baby ever. Most of the time, I'll try and hold it in, but I'm not afraid to complain about it. I think I did pretty good for the most part. We were on the boat. It was just like nonstop wind. Like, it was hot outside, but like the humidity difference between Kelowna and Abbotsford is definitely very different. I don't really know how to explain it. Kelowna's a little bit more dry, I would say. But it was just so windy and it was chilly and there were so many people on the ocean. I was going to call it a lake, but that's not right. But that being said, Liz said that they usually go during the week when there isn't anybody, so I don't have anything to compare it to. But yeah, there was a lot of boats, but it was really cool because there was like some waterfalls on the side that you could go check out while on the boat. We could have gotten out and climbed the one, but there were a bunch of kids, and also I was cold, Liz was cold, the water was cold. There was just, you know, no dice. It wasn't happening. So we just kind of putzed around. We stopped the boat every now and then, just kind of float around, check it out. After we did like the kind of loop and whatnot, we stopped at one point and we're looking under the water and we saw a bunch of jellyfish. First of all, like, we'll back it up. Like an hour or two before, we were dipping our feet in the water when we first got on the boat, and there's like these tiny little jellyfish. I believe they're called moon jellies. They're just so itty bitty and they're so cute. But they have a very weak sting, so if they brush up on you, you like won't feel anything, doesn't do anything. But she was pretty sketched out to put her feet in the water. I did it and I was like, well, I don't feel anything, you're fine. But there were bigger jellyfish, and I didn't know what they were called. I looked them up. They look kind of like a fried egg jellyfish, but that's not what they were. They were lion's mane jellyfish, and man, they're so pretty, but they're so dangerous. Didn't realize that that's what they were, but we were watching them. Man, they were just, it was so cool. We probably looked like total losers, because we were just running from one side of the boat to the other, just watching the jellyfish swoop underneath. It was just so cool. Just see them floating underneath and up with the waves. I don't even know how to explain it. But we did that for like a good hour, I want to say. And then we drove closer halfway to the marina. And we found a nice spot and we just parked the boat. It actually stopped being super windy for that time being. So we like cracked open all the fruit, had a little, I don't know what you want to call it. We had some snacks. And I had to pee. They went pee before, but that, like, no one was around. We were closer to the side. And then they got in the water and shit, and I was just like, I don't want to do it, so I didn't. And then I was like, fuck, I can't hold this in anymore, so I was like, fuck, okay, I gotta get in the water, I hope it's warm, and it actually wasn't too bad, so I just remember sitting, like, I was holding onto the ladder, I had to pee, and Liz was like, are you peeing? Because she thought I was just, like, sitting off of it, not in the water, and I'm like, yeah, I'm peeing. She's like, well, there's people in the boat coming. Because we're in the middle now. We're not, like, secluded anywhere. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the water. It's fine. She was like, oh, okay. I thought you were hanging your butt off and mooning everyone. I'm like, well, wouldn't be the first time somebody's seen my ass. I kind of just, sometimes I just change in public. Like, if I'm too hot and I need to change into something, I'll just whip my pants down. Sorry, public indecency. whatever the word is. Ingle-clingle. Anyway, while I was peeing, something happened with the fruit tray, and I just remember getting back on the boat, and the fruit was all, like, over the boat. The yogurt that you dip the fruit in, there was just a mess, and they were trying to figure out how to clean it, and her husband, Darcy, just starts, like, whipping it off the boat. And this entire time, we didn't really see any wildlife. I mean, it was pretty busy, wasn't really expecting to see any. But after about, like, 20 minutes, there was a seal. And we were like, oh, shit. We summoned a seal by throwing the fruit off the boat. And so, like, I thought it was a log at first. Like, I just saw this thing in the ocean. They're like, is that a seal? I'm like, it looks like a log to me. But then it popped underneath the water. And then it popped up somewhere else. And we were just like, oh, okay, well, let's throw some more. So bad of us. Anyway, it was out in the distance. And then, magically, it became two. So we went from absolutely nothing to two seals, and it was pretty cool. Also went swimming in the water, convinced Liz to come in with me. She wanted to go, first of all, but she was, like, terrified to do it by herself and be the first one. So, of course, I naturally had to do it. I put one of those life jackets on, and the life jackets they had in the boat were the dinkiest little things. Like, when you, fastened it or whatever the fuck, it felt like it was choking you, and it just was so uncomfortable. But I did not want to swim. I wanted to float, especially in the ocean water. Oh my god. So I went in, was in for a minute, got Liz to come in, and then we just, like, swam for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. Wasn't super, super long. And then we got back in. And yeah, we kind of just put Stairway back to the marina. I definitely kept falling asleep throughout the entire day. Like, Liz drove to the marina. I definitely fell asleep in the passenger seat. I felt kind of bad for not being talkative, but I'm just like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And then, just on the boat while everybody's driving, like, on the way back, because I was kind of cold, I grabbed one of the blankets and made it a skirt. Liz at one point was like, where'd you get that skirt? Oh, it's a blanket. She didn't realize it was her blanket. But yeah, I had to get creative to be kind of warm, because I had, like, this really light paisley shirt and my bikini on, and then that was wet or damp or whatever, because I didn't have any change of clothes to change into. I mean, I had my shorts, but that was it, you know? And when you're still kind of damp from all that, you're still chilly regardless. I was laying down and had some nice music on, and just, like, it just felt so nice. It was so calm and relaxing. I fell asleep for about 20 or 30 minutes on the way back to the marina. Oh, it was so lovely. Anyway, we got back, and then we left. We went and got some burgers to eat from McDonald's. And then I didn't know that we were going to go into Burnaby and find a place to watch fireworks. But that happened, and I was like, well, fuck me, I don't have a sweater, anything, it'll be so cold. I had to, like, we were sitting up on the hill getting ready, it was, like, about 10. We got there at 9:30, waited till about 10:30. The fireworks were supposed to be at 10:15, but sitting up there, we're like, okay, well, maybe they're just late. And so we waited, like, another 15 minutes. It was about 10:30, and nothing. I think, like, most of the fireworks were canceled because of the fires, but nobody updated that on any of the websites. Everybody was pretty disappointed. Anyway, I'm getting back to this blanket. I had to burrito myself in it because I was fucking cold. And it was the thinnest blanket ever. It felt ridiculous to try and do that. I gave up at one point. I was like, fuck, I gotta brave this. I need to be strong. I'm going to Iceland in 2 months. I need to strengthen my skin. Tough skin. So I braved the 15 degree coldness that I was complaining about. It probably wasn't even 15. It was probably like 20. But again, because I just come off the boat, I was wearing my damp bathing suit. And just, you know, I didn't have any change of clothes. It was kind of chilly. So, complaining is justified. Anyway, Liz swore that she could see fireworks, like, way across. Like, we had a nice, beautiful view of Vancouver in front of us from this park in Burnaby. And she could see the fireworks all the way at the other end of Vancouver. And I'm like, where the fuck are you looking? Like, I don't see anything. And about 5 or 10 minutes goes by and I see, like, the tiniest red, yellow dots. And I'm like, oh, there are fireworks over there. But it looks like nothing. Anyway, super disappointing. No fireworks. But, I mean, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are trying to boycott Canada Day. Anyway, so I guess they got their wishes. And I just want to say, like, I don't know. The whole Canada Day thing, I feel, I understand why a lot of people don't want to celebrate it. Like, Canada is stolen land. And I feel like there are a lot of other things we could be doing to reconcile this rather than throwing money at the Indigenous people. Like, we're just enabling them to just, you know, get drunk and do the things that people associate with them as being, I don't know what the right word is. I'm going to say gross because it's the only one that's coming to my head, but we're enabling that shit. We need to stop throwing money at them. Like, they don't give a fuck about the money. They care about the land, and honestly, I'm with them. I think they should have the rights to the land, and we should be following their lead. Like, Indigenous cultures are so wise, and they're literally all about taking care of the earth and being respectful to it, and I'm here for it. I don't know. But the celebrating thing, I think it's okay to celebrate that we live here. You know, like, I'm so grateful to live where I live and to admire the beauty of it and to just be here. How it happened? Not cool. We should be working with the natives to protect and let them lead. That is my personal belief and opinion. But I don't think you should just cancel Canada Day for that. It should be a moment of education and celebratory of where we live and taking care of the earth. And I think as time progresses, hopefully we can do that. I don't know how. I mean, the police brutality and shit has got to stop everywhere. But that's my opinion on that. You have yours. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just feel like I need to insert it. I hardly ever give my opinion on controversial things, and maybe I should. Maybe I should start doing it. I'm usually quite quiet about it. I just don't want to get involved. And after COVID happened and I said some things, people just, I don't know, it was a wild fucking time. Learned my lessons. But also, I have a voice and I should say it? I don't know. But I am grateful to live in Canada and to have what I have and be surrounded by what I am surrounded by. But I do think we can do better. I think we could be better. And it doesn't have to be this. But I also think that we need to educate people on Canada and Canadian history a little bit more, because it is definitely dark It's very brutal, and it's quite disgusting. Much like every other country. And I don't think there's necessarily shame in admitting that. All right, moving on. So, we came back. Well, we didn't come back. We're at the park. I'm at the park here in my story. We got more of a show from the bats dive bombing people. Liz's husband, Darcy, was attacked by a bat when he was young. So understandable as to why he was kind of freaking out. But I thought it was mildly hilarious. And I tried to video it. And it was good. I was like, fuck, we just need to put some like glow-in-the-dark paint on these bats. It would have been great. Except it also would have been very toxic and not environmentally friendly to the bats or the environment. And we do not want that. But imagining it was kind of fun. Anyway, people started leaving at like 10:30. Rightfully so, a lot of the people there had children. We waited it out as much as we could, and we were like, fuck this. We're like, let's go to the car, crank it, go back to McDonald's and get some McFlurries, and that's exactly what we did. And then we went home. And then we blew out the mattress, and off to bed I went. We all went to bed, and then Sunday came along. And so Sunday, Liz and I decided we were going to go for a short hike. And this short hike was supposed to be 7 kilometers, like a loop trail. And I don't remember what the provincial park was called. Our original plan was to go to the Golden Ears Provincial Park, but then we realized it's Canada Day weekend and it's going to be busy as fuck and it's full, and we checked. So that didn't happen. We went to somewhere else. Couldn't tell you what it was, but there was like a shooting range. Excuse me, that was gross. I don't even know where. It was somewhere in Coquitlam, because the original trail we were following was like the Coquitlam viewpoint. We took our own trail, though. We're trucking it uphill. There were lots of parts while we were hiking it that just reminded us of Della Falls. Except for the fact that I didn't have 40 pounds of gear on my back. It was just my camera gear. Not everything else. We found ourselves at this beautiful waterfall. I believe it's called Sawblade Falls. And there's this... If I could speak. There's like this pool. If it wasn't so shaded with a bunch of trees and like I could feel the hot heat, I definitely would have jumped in. But I found a way to walk to the other side, and it was like a sprinkler. It felt so fucking nice. It felt so good to just stand there, be sprayed by this lovely water. And then there's a beautiful little rainbow at the end of it. Ah, it was so good. I was in the rainbow. I was in the waterfall. It was just amazing. We sat there, had our granola bars, and then we kept on trucking. Somehow came across this other waterfall. It was a waterfall. I was going to say creek, but that's not... it was a waterfall. And, sat there for a minute. There was a bunch of people, so we didn't stay there as long. But the trees, we were walking down and it just smelled so good. I wanted to just bury my face into it. Oh, fuck, I forgot to... On the way to the waterfall, on the path that we decided to take and wasn't actually the one we were supposed to, we found this massive fucking rock, and I climbed it. I didn't think I was going to find a way to do it, but, you know, if there's a will, there's a way, and I found it, and I got on top of that rock, and it was awesome. I felt very accomplished for that, and I just wanted everybody to know. All right. So we're leaving the second waterfall. We nearly both died going down rocks. Like, our legs were so jelly at this point that we didn't even know where our legs were taking us, and we just kept sliding down rocks on the trail and nearly killing ourselves. Which is all about the all a part of the fun, right? Like, this is why we go hiking. To escape our reality and nearly die in nature. It's fun. Yep. So we got back and we decided that we wanted some food. And we ended up we looked at the restaurant and then we were like, oh, it's too far. So let's look for something around here. And Liz is like, you want to go to White Spot? And I don't like White Spot. Okay. It's everywhere. It's old news. It looks kind of fancy, but it's not. And it's on the ferry. It's everywhere. There's enough of White Spot. And she wanted to try this Ethiopian place, which I've never had Ethiopian food before. So we were just looking. She's like, you want to get pizza? And after about like 5-10 minutes of searching for something else, we just decided that we were going to do it. I was like, fuck it. Let's just drive. I'll pay. It doesn't matter. Let's go. And we did. And I honestly wish I could tell you what the food was. I wish they had like little stick posts when they brought it out to us so we could know exactly what it was. But it was so fucking good. And it was so filling. The bread they have, I don't remember what it's called, but it just looked like this weird spongy kind of bread. It was so fun. And they were wrapped up in these little sponge balls. Sponge balls, square balls. No, that doesn't work. It was just so tasty. We got this, the chef's special, and it had mostly vegetarian, but then there was some meat, and I had to be careful with that because I can't eat a lot of red meat. I don't really eat it at all, but fuck it. I'll try it. I'll try a little bit. Fuck around, you find out. It was so good. So I hella recommend going to Harambe if you are in Vancouver. It is super, super yummy. And did you know that Harambe means we all pull together? There's your fact. So when I'm done this, you can't say I didn't give you a fact, because I did. Matter of fact. Okay. And I have to say it, dicks out for Harambe. R.I.P. R.I.P. We were all waiting for it. Now we can move on. We were leaving, I don't remember what the street is called, but it's like a really busy street in Vancouver. Some of the people just like absolutely do not know how to fucking drive. Anyway, there's an Alberta plate. Liz is from Alberta and she honked at them. And I thought it was so funny. She's like, that is the first time I've ever honked at a red plate before. And I turned to her and I look at her and I'm like, yeah, how does it feel? Do you feel superior? She's like, I do. I definitely do. Feel like I'm above the status quo. I'm like, wow, you are transitioning nicely. Welcome. Like, fucking, what the fuck you do in Alberta? Let's get it together here. And then somebody was driving literally in the middle of the road. I think that was the Alberta plate, to be honest with you. There was just so many awful drivers. We got back into Abbotsford, and buddy guy is turning, and he had so much time. Like, at least a good 40 seconds. That's a lot of time when you're driving to turn. Oh my god. He had to wait for the other two cars to pass the turn. I'm like, dude, you had time any fucking day. And we were following them on the way back to Liz's apartment. And again, they took like 5 years to turn at this one. And there was nobody coming. There was nobody coming. Ah! That's what she said. But yeah. Our short, quote-unquote short, 7-kilometer hike actually ended up being closer to 12, and we were exhausted,
and pooped by the time we got home. So it was great. And I ended up staying another day. So we just decided we were going to go toodaloo around. We went downtown Abbotsford. I've never actually been downtown Abbotsford. So we went and did that. We went to this cute little diner, I don't know if it was a 50s diner, but it was definitely retro. And it was so cute in there. Oh, I had a good time in there. And the food was delicious. And then we left, and we actually, before we went there, while we were waiting, because we were on the wait list, it was about half an hour, we found this little shop, and it was so cute. They had, different knickknacks, little gadgets, like mushroom stuff, plant stuff. I could spend probably hours in that store. I didn't even get through most of it. I was just like, oh my god, this is so cool. Then we went to the little diner cafe, and then we decided to walk around. Liz kind of just showed me around the different shops. We were walking by this one building though, and then we looked in there. I saw dinosaur scooter things. I don't know if you've in the mall, sometimes they have weird scooters. I recognized that because I used to work in the mall. I was like, what the fuck? They were dinosaurs. And then Liz looked in the window and she's like, there's a Frodo world or something. And I looked in there and we're like, oh my god, they're building some kind of racetrack, and it looked hella cool. And the people in there, they saw us looking and saw how excited we were, and they were like, come in. They went and they came out actually and grabbed us, and they were like, come in, we're not open or anything, but you guys look like you want to come check it out. And we're like, yeah, we kind of do. So it was so nice of them to come grab us and let us explore. The lady took us to the upstairs, and oh my god, it was amazing. There's so many rocks and minerals and crystals, and it was just awesome. I wanted to live there. And because I'm trying to learn more about geology, I was just in heaven. Not that I knew what anything really was, aside from basics like amethyst, rose quartz, and bismuth, and I don't know, all the other, few things. It was just so cool, and she just was telling us all about it, and she was like, have fun, look up here, take as long as you'd like, and if you find anything, come downstairs, we'll bring you through. We're like, you guys are fucking awesome. This is sick. So Liz and I found some rocks, bought some rocks, and we had a good time. And then we found this other little store with other really bizarre things in it, but they're so funny. I've never seen a hand sanitizer machine like this. It's almost like a diffuser. And it would it sprays it up, but it also moisturizes your hands, and it smells good. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't remember what the name of it was called, but I've never seen anything like it. And it was super cool. You think that after COVID that might take off. Anyway, the guy said that the sanitizer that had been there, so one, it reduces how much you use, which is pretty cool. He said they put it in October. And it's July now. So you do the math. I don't feel like doing it. That's a long time. And it wasn't even halfway done. Super cool. And they just had the funny little, you go in those shops and they have those Mr. and Mrs. things, or just funny little gadgets, little gizmos. I'm trying to think of one, of what it says. Maybe I took a picture. Let's see. Nope. The only pictures I have are literally of the rocks that I thought were super cool, but I wasn't about to spend $300 on rocks. As much as I wanted to. Oh, and books. And a bunch of books in here, too. Yeah. Oh! Oops. My bad. There was this fucking fossilized plate. It was dope as fuck. Man, if I didn't live where I lived and could have more stuff. I'm trying to declutter all my shit right now. I know I have way too much stuff.
I would have bought these plates. Oh, they were sick as fuck. I wish I could insert a picture in the podcast, but you'll just have to trust me on this one. And each plate was like $110. Anyway, after we found that like cool little shop, she tried to show me this little chocolatier place, but everything was closed because it was Monday. And I also think that's kind of interesting that in Kelowna, everything's closed on like Sunday, or it closes early on the weekend, and during the week it's open later. Doesn't make any sense, but everywhere else it's Monday, which I'm wrapping my head around. And because I live in a weird place, we went to this, it's like a secondhand bookstore, but like they have new stuff. And Liz told me that if you buy a book and then you bring it back, you can almost redeem that for credit for a different book in the store, which I think is actually really neat. I think more places should do that. But there's this bathing suit shop or bra shop right beside it. And she was like, I have to go in here and I'm making you come with me too. I'm like, oh, okay. And I started looking at all the bras and I don't know, I usually have to mentally prepare myself to do any kind of bra shopping. It's just exhausting. If you're not a woman, you'd have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you are, you definitely understand. Or maybe it's not exhausting for you. If that's the case, good for you. Get out of here. But it's just like, you gotta mentally hype yourself for it and be prepared. And I was not. And then, like, I've lost some weight, so I don't actually know what my bra size is anymore. And the lady there, she's like, you want to try it on? I'm like, I do want to try it on, but I don't know what to try on. I don't know what. And she takes one look at me. And Liz told me the story when she first walked in, she did the same thing to her. She took one look at me, and she's like, you're this size. Trust me. She's like, I'm sorry. It, me checking you out is being weird. I'm like, nah, check me out. It's fine. I get it. Please tell me. Tell me what my boob size is. Please. Help a sister out. Oh, there's a spider crawling on my wall. What should I name him? You look like a spittle. I have no idea where you're going, so I might have to capture you and take you out of here. Anyway. I found some, tried it on, it felt really good, and then I was like, oh, alright, so this actually isn't terrible when you know what your bra size is, and I had a heyday. And I ended up buying a couple bras that I wasn't expecting to, but they're like really good quality, and they're hella cute, hella sexy, and I'm stoked about it. Might have been too much information, but I don't care. Brain, come back. Yeah, that was pretty much it. We were gonna go to Value Village after that, but I needed to leave at 3, so I didn't get back at midnight. Which, ironically, I got back home at midnight. Because I got here, and then I went. My ex texted me, and he wanted to have a conversation, and I was like, okay. Not really expecting how long it was gonna be, but here we are. We had a really solid heart-to-heart, and I got home extremely late. And yesterday was the day back at work, and fucking hell, I was so tired. It was a good weekend, though. And, yeah. So that's the first adventure, and I'm gonna go ahead and record a couple other adventures, because like I said, I'm quite behind on everything. Man, there's a lot of shit coming up too. Like, there's not a lot of stuff happening, but there's so much stuff happening at the same time. Like, everything just kind of plan. Like, I can't plan anything anymore. It just needs to happen. And that's the way the summer has been happening. So I'm very excited to see what plans out. I was thinking of going to a concert, not this weekend, but next weekend. But I just learned today that I'm going to be the only one at work, so I can't really call in sick or take the day off. And I can't do it. You know what? I'm fucking fine with it because that just means I get the whole apartment to myself. And I'm stoked for it. I'm gonna have a party. And when I mean I'm gonna have a party, I mean I'm gonna do art all weekend and chill. And just take advantage of the fact that I'm the only one here. Because I don't get that very often. Okay, so stay tuned for the next adventure. I don't know when I'm going to upload anything. I remember I started the podcast with everything being released on a Wednesday. I definitely mentioned this a couple episodes ago and how it's turned into Thursday. And now it's just like, it's every other week or it's weekly. It's all over the place. You can see why it's the unexpected podcast. You just don't know when it's going to come out. And when it does, it's awesome, right? Right. I'm your favorite podcaster. You know it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to shut my face and move on to the next episode. Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. If you haven't done so already, please rate the podcast. It helps me get more discovered. That's not proper English either, but you know what I mean? Or don't. Doesn't really matter to me. It's not like I can come and hold a gun up to your head, but if it was, it'd be a water gun. We've been over this. And I would put it in your mouth because you need some water. I know you're thirsty. So, squirt, squirt. That is also what she said. Actually, is it? It's what she did. Oh, shit. I have to stop talking. Yeah. I'm gonna end it there, guys. I gave you your fact already, so don't come for me. And I love you. I hope you're doing the best. If you're not, trust me, I've been there. It's been a fucking rough couple months. I might do an episode on it, actually. I'm deciding that I'm gonna start monetizing this. And if you feel like you wanna help support me and all my wildest dreams and making it more possible so I can go out and do more adventures. And if you want to live vicariously through me, this is how you can do it. I really appreciate it. Honestly, I honestly just appreciate that people listen to this. I didn't really think people would. I mean, I knew people would, but it surprises me the amount of people that do. And it makes me feel good. And I want you guys to feel good too. So I hope this makes you smile. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it annoys you. And if it does, I don't know why you're listening, but okay. Haters gonna hate. And haters are my motivators. So fuck ya. Okay. A out. Bye.